Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of the best events happening in and around Oxford. I'm going to be talking about Swiss folklore, immersive cinema and monoprinting.
I've got some moon facts, book chats and your very own Egyptian jewellery.
Well, I've got some Greek tragedy, alternative comedy and new writing.
Starting with the Welsh National Opera, though, it's quite an event when the Welsh National Opera come to Oxford. They bring a repertoire of their shows, which are all musically, visually and thematically spectacular. And they're starting this week with their most well-known title in the repertoire in this season. It's Bizet's opera Carmen, and it's on tonight and tomorrow at the New Theatre, sung in French, but with English and Welsh subtitles. On Friday, the Welsh National Opera are moving on to Rossini's Moses in Egypt, which will be sung in Italian, but again with subtitles. This is a production that's been inspired by the work of Marc Chagall, who has in fact painted the Paris Opera House Palais Garnier ceiling, so it's not the first time that Chagall's actually inspired opera. The designs look really colourful. It looks a bit like the actors have been to one of the Indian Holi celebrations, and they've got kind of colourful powdered paint all over them. It's going to probably be the most sort of conceptual and artistic and kind of abstract of the three, so if you know your opera really well and you want to be challenged, then this would be the one to go to, or if you just like a lot of colour, then it's also going to be beautiful. The third show they're bringing to the New Theatre is another Rossini opera, the last he ever wrote. It's called William Tell. This one's going to be sung in French. And William Tell is a folk hero of Switzerland, known for shooting an apple off the head of his son as a way to save his life. So if that sounds familiar, then the overture to the opera is going to sound even more familiar because it's been sampled so much in loads of American TV and film. It's quite a long overture, so you'll start playing it and thinking, no, I don't know this. And then kind of three quarters of the way through, it's the most heard bit of orchestra music you've ever heard. There aren't that many tickets left for the Welsh National Opera because they come every year and it's an event that people really look forward to. But fortunately, if you don't have much money, the tickets that are left are the cheap ones. So they're the ones up in the balcony, so furthest away. But if you're going to the opera, it completely fills the New Theatre, so you won't feel like you're that far away at all. Welsh National Opera make really splendid and really accessible opera. They've got loads of information on their website. They give you lots of plot summaries. It's not meant to be intimidating. You can come dressed how you want. It's just a really wonderful way to listen to and see and feel what opera can do. You can see Carmen, William Tell and Moses of Egypt at the New Theatre, and you can check daily info for the timings because they're on different times every day.
And round the corner from the New Theatre at the Playhouse, we've got the Oxford University Greek play. This is actually only performed once every 3 years, and it's performed in the original Greek with projected subtitles. This year, it's the story of the Furies by, probably going to pronounce this wrong, Aeschylus. So the story follows Orestes, who's murdered his own mother after she murdered his own father. So it's a proper Greek tragedy, you know, a lot of murder, a lot of revenge, a lot of intrigue, really.
Keeping it in the family as well.
Well, that too. It's a really innovative production, so it's actually got a specially composed experimental soundtrack, and the set looks absolutely stunning. It opens tonight and runs until Saturday. Tickets start at £11, and if you do want to go, I would recommend booking, as it's more than half sold.
Moving on to maybe something in the English language?
Yes, a bit more accessible to everyone and something that everyone will have a view on, I think. This is at Blackwell's on Thursday. It's a panel discussion entitled Will Bookshops Exist in 100 Years' Time? Presumably they're going to be talking about the rise of the internet and whether books are dying out. On the panel is going to be Jen Campbell, who's an author and bookseller, Mark Forsyth, who I believe said, only in the bookshop, in the good bookshop, can you stumble across the book that you never knew you wanted, that will answer all the questions that you never knew to ask. Also, the manager of the world-famous Norrington Room will be there. Also on the panel, Angus Phillips, the director of Oxford International Centre for Publishing Studies, Juliet Mabey, co-founder and director of One World Books, Monty Kimball Evans, higher education sales executive at Taylor & Francis and former Blackwell's bookseller, and Andy Miller.
It's kind of insane they've got that many people, but the talk's only an hour long.
Yeah.
How is anyone going to be able to actually say all the ideas and thoughts they have, because it's just such a huge panel.
Yes, so that's going to be on Thursday at Blackwell's. It's £3 and it should be really interesting, and I think something that everyone can relate to, because everyone likes a good book, don't they? Or do they? I don't know.
That's the question.
Maybe people don't anymore. So go along to that on Thursday at 7pm at Blackwell's.
Also on Thursday, Tim Key's bringing his tour show, Single White Slut, to the old fire station. There are two performances, one at 7 and one at 9. So I actually saw this show at this year's Edinburgh, and I have to say, it's absolutely brilliant. It's a mix of his signature stories and also a lot of audience interaction. To bring it back to the title, it's called Single White Slut, because it's basically about his experiences in the bedroom. And the set stage is actually set with his real bed, and he makes quite a big thing of this, his actual bed from home.
Oh, wow. Okay. Inspired by Tracy Emin.
Well, apparently they're sort of disassembled Wimbledon. He has to drive it around in a van to each gig.
I guess he's not at home much to have to sleep in it, is he? So.
Well, that's a great thing. You can sleep in the van
actually,
in your own bed.
You can set it up, can't you?
There's none of this, you know, complaining about being on tour in hotel beds. Bring your own bed.
Yeah, so write it into your show. So this show played at the Pleasance Grand in Edinburgh. So this is a great chance to see the same show, but in a rather more intimate setting. And it's possibly worth mentioning that actually Tim Key's never really been bigger. So if you want to see Tim Key sort of at the top of his game, this is the chance to do it. So if you're a fan, it's probably worth trying to catch the show. It's on Thursday, 7 and 9pm.
From Thursday to Saturday this week, the Oxford Town Hall is hosting the 17th Oxford Camera Beer Festival. Entry is £2 per person, or if you're a member of Camera, it's free. Still time to join. There's going to be over 140 real ales and also 60 ciders and perries available. Lots of them coming from local breweries like Loose Cannon and Witchwood, but some are also from further afield, from Penzance and other ends of England. There are some quite original looking brews available this year. There's a chocolate stout and a hot dog chilli stout too. So if you're feeling peckish and thirsty, those might fill the gap. There's also hot food available if you don't want to sort of drink your food. And also that helps to line your stomach so you can then sample a wide variety of the selection of ales and ciders available. For more information, you can see Oxford Camera's website, oxfordcamera.org.uk, where there's also lots of lovely pub walks within Oxfordshire. The website isn't kept up to date on that page, but a pub walk is a pub walk no matter when and where. So the Oxford Beer Festival is in the Town Hall on Thursday from 5 to 11, Friday from 11am to 11pm, so that's some early drinking, and then Saturday from 11am to 8pm. Go along and try something new.
So, on Friday the 17th, Tamandra Harkness is coming to the old fire station, touring her new show, Brain Sex. So this show is actually about neuroscience and gender. So basically, she's sort of questioning what makes a brain male or female, and is there such a binary that you can identify? Yeah, so Tamandra is a great performer, really funny, really engaging. And basically what she does is she takes scientific topics and makes them really genuinely accessible.
And is she from a scientific background then, or is that just the kind of medium she wants to explore comedy and storytelling through?
Well, interestingly, Tamandra actually started off in the circus.
Amazing.
So she's one of the very few people who's run away from the circus.
She's a circus scientist.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so from the promo, it looks quite similar to her 2010 show, Your Days Are Numbered. So it looks like it's been a lot of props, a lot of sketches, and a lot of actual, you know, proper science. It's been thoroughly well researched. So I'm not sure if it's entirely a family show, but what I would say is that there will be elements of sort of family friendliness. So Friday, Old Fire Station, 8pm. If you're interested in science and or comedy, recommend it.
Also on Friday, the UPP Cinema at 8:45pm, you can go on an immersive theatrical and cinematic journey with Foolish People's performance of their show Strange Factories, where you're invited to become visitors in the world of a haunted cinema. So there's going to be a film and a live performance combined, and if you've seen or been to things like Punch Drunk Theatre or Secret Cinema, this is very much in a similar kind of world. But Foolish People aren't just jumping on that kind of immersive bandwagon. They have been running since 1989, and they've done performances and experiences in art galleries, in the outdoors, in cinemas. So they're kind of at the forefront of what this medium is doing. They're not just hipster hanger-ons. The film itself looks a kind of like a sort of surreal horror film, and apparently you're going to be forced to rethink what it is to be a spectator and the ways that art and storytelling and real life sort of converge. It could be a bit hit or miss, I think, but because they've got kind of an interesting background and they've been doing this for a long time, I think it's very much going to be a hit. And the UPP is really a perfect cinema for this kind of experience. And Strange Factories looks innovative, if slightly creepy, and an interesting way to spend your Friday night. The show is called Strange Factories. It's by Foolish People at the UPP at 8:45 on Friday.
Yeah, so starts at 8:45. How long does it go on for?
It's actually 3 hours long. So if you don't want to go to the opera, but you want to spend 3 hours out in the evening, then Strange Factories will be the 3 hour long performance for you. If you want to find out more about the events we've spoken about so far, you can go on dailyinfo.co.uk for further details.
We also have reviews on our website and a competitions page, where at the moment we are running a fireworks poetry competition. So if you write us a poem about things that go bang, you could win tickets to the South Park fireworks display on Saturday, November 8th.
We also have an extensive pet section. At the moment, there's a lot of aquarium stuff. So, you know, if you need any plants, fish or rocks.
And a lost and found section, if you've lost any of your fish or cats.
Yeah, fish don't tend to go missing. They're one of the few dependable pets.
You say that, but people are just too ashamed to put up a post saying missing fish.
Missing fish doesn't respond to anything.
On Saturday at the Ashmolean, Tatty Devine, the independent British jewellers, are running a workshop where you can make your own Eye of Horus necklace out of gold and sapphire mirror perspex, which you then get to keep. So this really does sound amazing. Tatty Devine was started by Rosie and Harriet, two art students who met in 1996 and then started the company in 1999. They do all those really cool, funky, like colourful perspex jewellery.
Lots of bespoke commissions. You can get your name
your name. Slogan. Probably. And they've got those moustaches that were really popular over the summer and may become popular again next month. Yeah. Who knows?
Probably worth mentioning, they are actually currently having their mid-season sale. So if you go to tattydevine.co.uk.
Yes, they are having a sale. And a lot of the jewellery is quite cheap as well there as well. It doesn't break the bank. But you could be getting your own, very own homemade Eye of Horus necklace at the Ashmolean.
Which isn't on sale on their website. It's only for this workshop, so that won't be in the sale.
Yeah, and the Eye of Horus is an Egyptian symbol of protection, royal power and good health. So if you make your own, you're in.
You're immortal.
You've got royal power. Oh, that would be nice. It comes from, or it's the personification of the goddess Wadjet, if I'm saying that right. And which means green. So maybe a little tip here, try and get some green in there and then your Eye of Horus would be like the really powerful, healthy, protected
the
one.
The real deal.
So go along to that at the Ashmolean. It's 12 till 3:30 on Saturday with a break, and it does cost £45 or 40 for concessions, because of course you get to keep the necklace afterwards. But it should be a really great day, and get yourself some Egyptian powers.
Also on Saturday, it's the Magdalen Flea Market. This is at the Magdalen Arms on Iffley Road from 9:30 till 1. And there's quite a variety of different stalls. There was an interview, actually, with the organisers of the event on the Oxford Mail. And it sounds like they're going to have some handmade soap, vintage clothes, books and vinyl.
What more do you want on a Saturday morning?
Yeah. Also, if you wanted to, you could probably do the Tatty Devine workshop as well.
You could. And you could go to the East Oxford Farmers Market before that if you wanted to get food instead of records.
Yeah, day planned.
That's Saturday sorted for you. But for Saturday evening, after Emma and Natasha's events, you could go to the Northwall Arts Centre, where they're hosting an event to fundraise for the Summertown Library. The evening's called Stepping In, Making a Difference to Our Library. It's £15 and it's 8 o'clock on Saturday. So in 2011, the Friends of the Summertown Library campaigned against its closure, and they won. So even though they won, the council still hasn't given them any funding to improve or update or refurb it in any way. So the Friends of Summertown Library are now trying to fundraise £40,000 to bring their library into the 21st century. To this end, Will Gompertz, the BBC Arts Editor and our own BBC Radio Oxford Sunday Morning Programme presenter, is going to be compere for the evening, and there's going to be talks and readings from acclaimed authors in between his comparing. Mark Haddon, author of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, is going to be there, as well as local novelists Margaret Drabble, Tim Pears and Barbara Trepido. There's also going to be a musical interlude from international opera star Christopher Purves. So basically, if you normally like to sit in on a Saturday night and listen to Radio 4, you could get a very similar experience and be doing a lot of good and helping the Summertown Library by going to see Stepping In, Making a Difference to Our Library at 8 o'clock on Saturday at the North Wall.
Alternatively, you could scrap all of these Saturday plans and you could just go to the Oxjam Takeover, which is going to be all day on Saturday, starting at 3 p.m. and running all the way till 2 a.m. So it's going to be a massive day. There's going to be music events all around the city. They've hired out 5 venues and it's going to be absolutely incredible. I talked to Joe and Andy from Oxjam, and this clip is Andy telling us what's going to be happening on the day and what you can do to get tickets.
We've got 30 bands booked, wow, 5 venues and 1 wristband, so it's going to be quite an exciting event to be part of. Oxjam Oxford is in its 4th year now, and it's returning this October, on Saturday 18th of October, and it's going to take place in central Oxford. We're taking over the Cellar, the Wheat Sheaf, Purple Turtle, the White Rabbit and Till Street Kitchen. And all the information in the lineup is on our website, oxjamoxford.co.uk. The box office is open from 2 p.m. At Till Street Kitchen, where you can exchange your wristband for the music that starts at 3 o'clock and runs through till 11 o'clock. And then also after that, we've got the second floor booked at the Varsity Club, which is going to be free access to everyone who's got a wristband. 3 p.m. till 2 a.m. We've got plenty of opportunities for music volunteers wanting to get involved, listen to this. It's never too late to get involved. If you want to get in touch, drop us an email at oxjamoxford2014@gmail.com and we'll take it from there, really. Tickets cost £10 and that gets you access to all the venues and you get to mix and match where you want to go throughout the day. It's been a great experience and it's been amazing meeting new people and getting involved with the Oxford music scene. It's a great opportunity for people wanting to get involved in events and charities and music as well. So the tickets are available online through our We Got Tickets, but in order to get access to the venues on the day, you will have to exchange them at Till Street Kitchen before you go to any of the venues. Till Street Exchange is going to be open from 2 and open all the way till the end. the more bands you want to see, the earlier you get there, really. So all the lineup is available online on oxchampoxford.co.uk with set times to be confirmed, so keep a lookout.
You can listen to the full interview on the Oxcast Extra channel, which also includes Joe talking a bit more about Oxfam in general and about the history of all of the Oxjam takeovers across the country. It's going to be a great day on Saturday. It's a really good cause. So listen to that to find out about Oxfam, Oxjam and the takeover on Saturday.
Now, Oxford has lots of exciting cooperatives, including the Printmakers Cooperative, which was established in 1976 and it's based in East Oxford. They are an open access fine print workshop, and you can become a member of the co-op to use various facilities, pay per session, or you can go on one of their short courses, which they're running on Sunday and Monday this week. They run courses in embossing, wood engraving, collagraph, etching, and all the other print processes, but the one that's going to be this Sunday 19th and Monday 20th of October is going to be run by the artist Neil Drury and be teaching monoprinting for beginners and beyond. So if you've never done monoprinting, or if you've only done a tiny bit, you can go along. The course is 10 till 4 each day, and it costs £115. Monopainting is the most kind of painterly method of printing, and it essentially creates a printed painting, and it's called monoprinting because you can't create two prints alike. In November, they've also got a couple of evening classes in further etching techniques, and then the last course they've got listed for this year is going to be on wood engraving. So you can find out more on oxfordprintmakers.co.uk, book yourself in to the monoprinting course or to any of the others, or become a member, or just find out when you can drop in and use their facilities. The Oxford Printmakers Monograph course is this Sunday and Monday.
At the Museum of History and Science, an exhibition opened yesterday and it's running until the 18th of January called Moonstruck. It's really, I think, a really exciting idea, and it's a great venue as well to have a moon exhibition. It's a collection that is going to reveal the inspirational power of the moon. But it's not just science related, it's going to appeal to like astrologers, it's got bits for like navigators and maps and things, artists as well. So it sort of covers like art, science, folklore, all kind of moony things.
Moon references.
Yeah, it's the perfect time for this, if there is one, seeing as there's just a supermoon.
What is a supermoon?
A supermoon is when the moon appears closest to the Earth because of lights and science and things. Although I do have some moon facts. Okay, so interestingly, the moon is actually drifting away from the Earth at the moment, and in 50 billion years, if like things are still around, I don't know, it's actually going to take the moon 47 days to orbit the Earth. So that could really mess up the calendar. We'd have to start redoing our year planners here, I think. But it's also a reason to get down to this exhibition before it's too late and the moon actually drifts away. So it's going to be really cool. It's running for a couple of months. So go over to the Museum of History and Science for Moonstruck.
Cool. So next Tuesday at 7:30, the Foundation for Law, Justice and Society are hosting a free screening of We Steal Secrets, which is a documentary, well, loosely termed a documentary, about WikiLeaks. So it's quite a controversial film, actually, in that on Rotten Tomatoes it scored 95%, which is, you know, one of the highest ratings that a film can
have.
Controversial
to do well on Rotten Tomatoes.
Loads of critics have, you know, praised it as this incredible bastion of free speech. But all of the characters.
all of the real people.
All of the inverted commas personalities who appear in the film have actually denounced it. So Chelsea Manning, Julian Assange, the other people whose names I won't say because they're not particularly memorable. Yeah, they've all written quite long rebuttals explaining everything that's wrong with the film.
But is that because they weren't actually sort of interviewed for the film? The film's made up of past documentary and interviews,
exactly,
rather than then sort of giving consensus to being in a film?
Well, what it sort of does is it paints the impression that WikiLeaks aren't a valid publisher. So it sort of paves the way for accusations that it was treason or, you know, the dissemination of state secrets rather than a sort of whistleblowing campaign. So yeah, it's worth going along to see it so that you can have an opinion on it, I guess. It's also quite interesting in that because it is all found footage and past interviews, it's been edited in a really subtle way.
Mm.
So, I mean, I suppose it's like The Apprentice, really. You can create any sort of story out if you have enough footage. So whilst I was researching this, I came across the news story that Julian Assange is planning to launch a clothesline.
From his Ecuadorian embassy?
Yeah, not sure if you guys have seen this.
What kind of clothesline?
So apparently it's going to have his face on it, like sort of Che Guevara, who wants to have this iconic revolutionary t-shirt. So to recap, that's a free screening of We Steal Secrets at 7:30 next Tuesday at Wolfson.
You've been listening to Daily Info's Oxcast. The Oxcast comes out every Wednesday. If you want, you can find it on our homepage, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Daily Info in iTunes and the podcast will come straight to you.
You can also go to our website to check out the events coming up this week and reviews and competitions.
We also have listings for accommodation, jobs and pubs and restaurants in Oxfordshire.
Next week on the Oxcast, we'll be talking about Flintlock Theatre's new show, Don Q. And we'll also have an interview with one of the artists from the Kicking the Bucket Festival. So look forward to that next week on the Oxcast.
You can find out more by following us on Twitter @DailyInfoOxford, and you can get updates from us on our Facebook page. Just search for Daily Info Oxford.